Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. She is the CEO and the president, second generation of Bottom Line Publications. The Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, print and digital. And of course, they have their yearbooks, the Bottom Line Yearbook 2020. I have my beautiful one in my hand, the Health Breakthrough Book, the Ultimate Women's Guide Book, that whole thing. And it's an amazing company, amazing people. She's an amazing woman. She's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
I love being here. I will get up any day, any moment to be talking to you.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Sarah? I can tell. Hey, Sarah.
So true.
Sarah, let's talk about the art of doing nothing. Can it really be done?
It's kind of the antithesis of getting up early to talk.
I know. Can you do nothing?
Me? Yes. No, it's terrible. Well, actually, so in all seriousness, you know, our day and age we have done away with doing nothing. The smartphones have filled every single gap of
our
day. And, I mean, I'm a duoholic. You're a duoholic. Mm-hmm. I know how busy we all are. And that's how you achieve in life. But the gaps of moments of nothing where you just let your brain rest.
Think
or not think. Like, you can't consciously think. Last time you came up with a great idea, did you ever sit down and say, I'm going to come up with a great idea now?
No.
It doesn't come from that. It comes from the moments of nothing.
See, I remember Sarah, when I worked for Xerox decades ago, I might be 30 minutes between calls, and there's no cell phones. Nothing. I'd be driving. I'd have 30 minutes of windshield time, zero, outside influence, and you could do a lot of thinking in those days.
Exactly. Well, we need to rediscover those moments of nothing because we have filled it. Because we, you know, the pressure for productivity in our society is huge, and I've said this before, we wear our lack of sleep as a badge of honor around here.
Right.
And there have been studies that show, like, you're better at problem solving, you're better at being creative when you give your brain that nothingness. And this isn't about meditation, right? Mm-hmm. So doing nothing isn't meditation, and it isn't kind of laying on the couch, binge-watching some mindless thing.
No.
It literally
you're
is
talking
like you're
about
talking
disengaging
about
your brain from outside influences and just letting it be, right? Just let it be.
Well, exactly. As you're saying, in the car. I mean, there are all these moments standing online. Watch people now when they're on the train. They're all on their phones. When you're standing online at the movie theater or wherever, they're all.
Do you need to go somewhere, though? Do you need to go somewhere, like on the. Do you need to go find some water somewhere or a mountain or the woods or something? Do you need to find a place that's conducive to that?
You could do that, too. I mean, literally, it's all around us. So, yes, it's great to go sit on a mountain or to go sit at the beach and watch. You know, the hypnotic nature of just sitting at the beach and watching the water is great. But you can't – now it's an obligation.
And you kind of need to do it
that.
Alone.
Let me force
don't,
my number.
Don't you need to do it alone because otherwise – I mean, not that you wouldn't enjoy the conversation, but their phone's going to get in your way. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, nothing. Here's the funny thing, and you're so funny asking all the rules of this. Nothing is literally nothing.
Yeah.
That you don't have to work hard to find it. You don't have to go to it. You don't have to find someone to do it with you. It's literally nothing.
You know the best time to do nothing and to be the most productive and have your brain work the best and in your favor during that time? The best time is to get up early, 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 before everybody gets up. Because your right brain, your creative brain, wakes up 30 minutes before your left brain does. the engineer brain.
Yeah, I'll believe you.
So let me ask you a quick question. Do you think men have – it's easier for men to do nothing than women?
Interesting question.
I think it is.
Because – well, I don't – I think the brains work differently. So women have all those connections that are going back
and
forth.
Yeah, that's my point.
But
we have boxes. We have boxes. We live in our box, and if we something else comes up, we got to go get a box and bring it out.
Well, that's true. But I think honestly, if you get the concept, so I always say, you know, rest is part of the music. Rest isn't the absence of notes. Rest isn't a mistake that the composer made. Mm-hmm. It's part of the music. So if you think of doing nothing,
white
as
space.
Just, that it's white space. It's not an embarrassment. It's not a shame. It's not, you know, a failure. That if you just think of it as a constructive moment, like to enjoy and relish, like that cup of coffee
about this?
In the morning.
Find some white space in your life, my friend. Sarah Heiner and I will be right back. Bottom Line Personal. Bottom Line Inc. is our company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.